We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think I made 2 out of 100. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, they got me. Rosario's pretty good.
you were taking BP before. I know you were a good baseball player, and you flirted with that for a long time, as a matter of fact. How did it go out there today?
Hit 2 off the wall. I'm still fuming about it. I'm not going to lie. I really wanted to get him over. But, you know, another time, another opportunity. But it was so amazing to be back and just hit, you know, on the field. You know, a lot of times I've been hitting in the cage, you know, to be able to hit on the field and kind of see the result has been this time I could take glamour shots and kind of watch it, you know, in the games when I was playing. You couldn't really take your time and watch the ball. So it's fun. It was a lot of fun to get back out there.
Do you miss it? Do you miss this game?
I do. You know, you always miss, you know, your first love, your first sport. I think I made the right choice. But, but yeah, you always miss, you know, I love coming to watch baseball games. I watch baseball games on TV. You know, just being that I have more time this offseason. I've been watching a lot more. And, you know, it's just great to get back and just see the culture and see the vibe of, you know, different sports and different athletes and how they prepare for different for games.
I was saying to you before, it's a longer offseason than you'd like, mm-hmm. for sure. Houston took care of you in 5 games there. My unofficial analysis, you need some help, okay? The only game you won, it was you. You need a little bit of help there, I think.
No, we got some pieces. I think the biggest thing, man, we're such a talented team. We just didn't make shots collectively, yeah. You know, as a whole, you know, myself included. You know, I think, you know, the series go different ways if we all hit shots. If I'm, you know, a little bit more efficient, you know, in the games 1 and 2, you know, I think that changes things. You mm-hmm. know, they really dictated to us how they're going to play that series, as opposed to last year when we played OKC. We kind of dictated to them how the series was going to go. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited for, you know, this group, man. I think it's good for us to having such a successful first season together as a group to this year, like not really having the season the way it ended the way we wanted to. I think this year, you know, guys are going to come into the summer with a different mindset, you know, staying locked in. And I'm really excited for what we got going forward.
Give me your prognosis here, Milwaukee-Toronto. They got to finish out Game 5 coming up and then Golden State.
I honestly thought, you know, Milwaukee was going to take it 3-1, but, mm-hmm. you know, Toronto showed a lot of fight, a lot of grit. So now it's you got to take care of business at home if you're Milwaukee. But, you know, Toronto's put a lot of pressure on them. Giannis hasn't played as well as he has throughout the postseason, so I'm expecting the big game from him in Game 5. But, you know, it's such an exciting series to watch. The 2 guys going at it, you know, Kawhi obviously being injured, you know, playing the way he's playing this is really special, and I'm excited. But I think I can't give a prediction, though, because if you would ask me before the game, I would have said Milwaukee. Now I'm closer to Toronto, so I'm kind of stuck in between.
Golden State, if they get Durant back?
Honestly, I think, you know, they're good either way. You know, I think he adds a piece that makes them completely, you know, complete, I should say. But, you know, I think, you know, with the way Steph's been playing, you know, if he plays like that, it's like the MVP level Steph. You know, Draymond's been playing out of his mind. Shout out, like, to my guy Jordan Bell. You know, he's been playing well. Everybody on the team has been playing well. So when they got that going, they're really tough to beat. And you add KD back, you know, it's a different animal. But, you know, we'll see.
It's great to see you keep taking steps every year and getting better, too. And it's good to see you here.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donovan.
Appreciate it. Thank you.